Welcome back to the Blasphemous Pulp Podcast. This is Meditations 14, The Tides and the Rain. We are going to be continuing our talk on hydroponic solutions, featuring ebb and flow and drip systems this week. First, we will be doing our housekeeping notes. Let's get that started. The Friends of the Blasphemous Pulp Podcast, Donna Van Meter, Star O'Hara, Amy Lynn Russell, Vincent Easley, London Gardens, Kennedy Edwards, We Trade Free, Christy Caruana, and Mike Witt. This podcast is supported by ads and listeners. So if you just listen, you are helping me out. If you wish to support further than that, for as little as 99 cents a month, you will get your name added to that list, as well as be helping with the projects here at the Blasphemous Pope Cathedral. That being said, let's be a little transparent here. Every single penny that goes to the Blasphemous Pope podcast will be going towards these types of projects, whether it be setting up hydroponic solutions, composting bins, free energy accumulators, what have you. All of those projects, if I do get the funding to make them happen, I am making them happen. Currently, I am operating out of my pocket, so pretty much everything that you see me doing, if you follow me on TikTok, Harry Felker Bass, or you look into my blog at harryfelker.wordpress.com, or you see me post something on Facebook or Instagram, you will absolutely be seeing things that I'm right now paying for out of pocket. But as funding makes itself available, I will be expanding those projects faster and faster. The other thing I want to talk about here is the change in plans that I'm going to have with this particular run of meditations. Initially, I was planning on talking about commercial products that would be available to you to buy, as well as DIY options. After having some conversations with some retailers, I feel that the retail option would be better suited to be its own podcast, so, and its own blog post with links and everything like that, rather than giving you drips and drabs as I'm going through the different types of systems. Because a lot of these systems, they use more than one type of method of hydroponics, or they are not even hydroponic at all, even though they seem to be. And I want to make sure that I'm giving the best, most accurate information. And after having a conversation with a bunch of public relations departments of all of these companies, I feel that that would be best left for a separate post and separate podcast. So from here forward, this episode and the next episode, I'm going to be focusing 100% on DIY options and not really so much on the retail options. And then following next week's post, I will be doing a post on all of the retail options available for hydroponic growers or hybrid growers, so that this way everyone gets the best information. If you are not a DIYer and you want to purchase something, or you want something a little more automated than the traditional DIY hydroponic system, those will be available to you. And that's pretty much it for our housekeeping notes. So let's commence with Meditation 14, with the ebb and flow, or otherwise known as flood and drain. The ebb and flow system is by and far one of the most common systems that most people encounter in hydroponics, mainly because of the fact that it is very simplistic. The whole idea behind the ebb and flow system is that you're periodically flooding a grow bed and then letting it drain off. One of the main perks of an ebb and flow system is its versatility. You can grow anything that you want in an ebb and flow system short of full-size trees. I don't think that there is a hydroponic solution in a meaningful scale where you're going to be able to grow full-size trees. I'm sorry, but that's just a logistic nightmare right there. Other than that, you can absolutely grow all of your tall fruiting plants and your short lettuces, leafy greens, herbs, all in a ebb and flow system, though I would not grow them all at the same time in the same system due to lighting constraints. It is possible. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the parts of the system and how it works. Welcome back, and now we are going to be talking about the parts of a system. Now, when we talk about the parts of an ebb and flow system, generally the mechanical parts are the real important thing here. You're going to need a water pump and you're going to need an air pump. The point of the water pump is to fill the reservoir, and the point of the air pump is to oxygenate the water. These are both very important factors when it comes to the ebb and flow system. You are obviously going to need a water reservoir. That is where your nutrient solution will be and where the water pump will be housed, because it will be pumping the water from there into the next part, the grow bed. Grow bed generally is going to be something that contains grow media, the plants, and will have your fittings for input and overflow. Now, this is the part where it gets a little technical, but not so much. Basically, at the bottom of your grow bed, you're going to have these two fittings, and you can find them anywhere. You can get them at Amazon, you can get them at any hardware store, you can get them at any hydroponic store if you don't want to go there. And the two fittings, one of them is a little taller than the other. One, the short one, is where you hook your pump up to fill the grow bed, and then the other one is basically your overflow valve. So once it gets to that level, the nutrient solution starts pouring out. Now, you don't run this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You run this basically 15 minutes a day, three times a day is usually a pretty good number. And if you had enough pumps and grow beds to do this, you could feasibly run up to about 16 grow beds off of one 3x3x1.5 reservoir. And what that really means is basically you're filling one grow bed up, and then as soon as that one ends and starts to drain, you start filling up the second grow bed. And you could feasibly do this to 16 grow beds three times a day in the span of about 12 hours. So highly efficient as far as being able to reuse nutrients. Of course, when you're using nutrients like that, you are going to have to test your water more often, make sure that all the plants are getting what they need, but the level of efficiency for water usage is there. So now how that works basically is your grow media works as a constant waterer of your plants. Using capillary action, the water gets trapped between, using adhesion really, the water gets trapped with the nutrient solution in the grow media, in between the grow media, and the roots go and seek that nutrient out. And that's basically a longer term feeding with less water so that the roots can remain oxygenated, not succumb to root rot and all of those types of bad things. So as opposed to deep water culture, you have less of an opportunity for root rot to happen. And that's that. So as far as DIYing your ebb and flow system? Well, aside pumps and fittings, there's really no specialized parts. You can buy an air pump from a pet store with the air stone in it. It's the same thing that you use for a fish tank. The water pumps, you can use water pumps from a pet store as well. You don't need to necessarily buy a specific hydroponic pump for hydroponic systems. Though you can buy, if you have a larger hydroponic system, you can buy a pond pump from, let's say, Home Depot or any type of landscaping distributor. The reservoir bed, I will tell you a little story here. My first ebb and flow system, I built out of Walmart, of all places. I bought totes. I bought a shallow tote for like blankets and stuff, and used that as my grow bed. I bought the fittings. They did happen to have them over at Walmart as well. The tubing I bought at Walmart. The pump I bought at Walmart. My air pumps I bought at Walmart. The only thing I didn't buy at Walmart was my nutrient solutions, which I bought off of online, and that's it. My first hydroponic system, I think it cost me a whole $150 for that, and set it up in a closet, and bam, there you go. I had I believe it was a 3x2 grow bed fed by a very large, probably too large for the system, tote for a reservoir. And ran that for over 2 years. And when we come back, we will be talking about pros and cons of the ebb and flow. Welcome back. All right, before I get into pros and cons, I want to talk a little bit about what I just said about my personal experience with building my own hydroponic unit. Now, mind you, I do still have my own hydroponic unit that I've built, but I've updated it since my first endeavors into ebb and flow hydroponics. I had mentioned that it was about $150 for all of the parts, and I understand that prices change, so that may not be a valid statement anymore, but it also didn't include the lighting, and the lighting I think cost me a grand total of about $40 for the bulbs and the fixture, and I basically used things around the house in order to suspend the lighting, so it was a grand total of less than $200, and I don't think the prices on any of the stuff involved in that has changed drastically since I had created that first system. If they have, I'm sorry, but generally what you're going to be looking for to get your hydroponic system set up and ready to roll is around $200 as a DIY kit, and that should include net pots and substrate. Speaking of substrate, I am going to have a little talk about that too, because new developments in hydroponics have revealed some new substrates that are available. It's kind of exciting. I want to look more into it before I actually commit to saying anything about the particular new contender for the hydroton spot in my heart. Now on to pros and cons. Now, the pros of an ebb and flow system are really good pros. I want to make sure that we're clear here. I know it sounds like I favor an ebb and flow system. I run them, but there's a reason why. The first pro I want to talk about, and this one is pretty big in relation to every other system that we've been talking about, is that it is able to handle any variety of hydroponic positive plants. Now, when I say hydroponic positive, I just mean plants that work very well in hydroponics. Any type of plant that you can grow hydroponically, you can grow in an ebb and flow system. So if you have tomatoes and you have peppers and all of these plants that grow a little taller, they do well in an ebb and flow system as opposed to other systems. Now, The other things that we want to really talk about here is our maintenance. As far as maintenance is concerned, ebb and flow systems are very low maintenance. You're probably going to be spending about 15 minutes a day just checking your water, making sure your pH is right, and that's that, you know. So maintenance wise big check, and it's going to give you one of the largest outputs for its footprint. You know, for a foot of space it takes up, it will produce more food than most other systems. That's not true for all systems, but for most other systems. As I mentioned before, price is very friendly, and it's a very plug-and-play system. It's pretty much, once you connect up your hoses and you get everything plugged in and you get your timer set up and you press start, it goes. And usually without fail, if you know, do your minor adjustments for pH, do your minor adjustments to your nutrient solution, you are pretty much good to go, and it's pretty fail safe. Now, the system itself is very nutrient abundant, and what that means is that washing over the plants in large amounts of nutrient solution and then draining it out 3 times a day gives the plants, you know, a good solid 15 minutes of nutrient absorption, which is not really present in a lot of the other systems. I mean, it is present in deep water culture, but some of the more advanced systems are a little more specialized in time. Now, as far as the cons are concerned, first and foremost, it's a powered system, and all powered systems are reliant on having power. So if you are not off-grid and you are reliant on state power, well, you have to make sure that you have a backup, you know, and a backup to that backup. There are a lot of moving parts involved in a ebb and flow system, meaning the pump, meaning the air stones, meaning your timers. And all of these things, you have to make sure that they're actually running. These are going to be 99% of your failures. If you have failures, it's going to be because one of your moving parts failed. Finally, the bit of maintenance that you do have to do is kind of a headache. You have to keep an eye out for salt buildup, especially if you have longer grows. The longer your system is flooding and letting out, the more of a chance for salt and other sediment to build up, and you are going to have to flush your system with clean water. But aside that, I mean, it's generally one of your best options out there. When we come back, we'll start talking about the drip system. All right, welcome back. Here we are at the Blasphemous Pope Cathedral, and we are now going to go on to the drip system. Now, the drip system falls between a deep water culture, an ebb and flow, and a nutrient film technique system. We haven't talked about NFT systems yet. We will in the next episode. So just keep in mind, it really depends on how you set up your drip system as to what it replicates. It's sort of like a chameleon of the hydroponic systems. Now, the various setup options are where we have the most attention to a drip system. It's very versatile. If you set it up like a deep water culture, it's sort of the same as setting up like an ebb and flow, where you basically, you have the drip go in until it hits an overflow valve and then it overflows out. These are commonly called ebb and flow systems, but they are really just drip systems that second as like a deep water culture, or they'll come in as being called a deep water culture without actually being a fully deep water culture, or basically like a recirculating deep water culture if you want to hybrid out that. The basic idea here is, if you have a bucket system, the bucket, the drip emitter, which is special to the drip system, will drip into a reservoir directly onto the root ball of your plant. Now, if you have it set up in a bucket or in a basin or anything like that, well, that will technically basically be either a deep water culture if your basin, if your bucket is going to have a level of water at the bottom of it, or if you're using a basin and you have a drain in the bottom, it's sort of like an ebb and flow without it actually ebbing. If you want, you could absolutely set up a pipeline NFT setup. And what that means, and I'm going to really get into this next week, is basically like a series of pipes that interconnect with each other and have holes drilled in them for hydroponic plugs. And then if you were to design your drip emitters to go directly into those hydroponic plugs, you have a drip system that's very similar to an NFT system without the one failure of an NFT system: the amount of roots blocking up the pipes, keeping lower plants in the chain from getting nutrients. So depending on how you set up your system really depends on where on that spectrum it's going to fall. How it works, well, the drip irrigation is controlled by an emitter, and you can basically control how much water comes out of the emitter, and how much water comes out of the emitter really determines the amount of time you want to have that water going over the root ball. You don't want it to be a consistent thing 24 hours a day, but if you give it too little, then it will get too little water. If you give it too much, you will end up drowning out the plant. I do have a flowchart, and I'm going to be putting it on my blog, harryfelker.wordpress.com, and that pretty much gives you a good roundabout on how much drip you want for how long, and also a way to use a teaspoon as opposed to a gallon to measure your gallons per hour. So to be completely fair, we are not trying to make you run your system for an hour to figure out how many gallons per hour you got going on. Now, as far as DIY is concerned, it's the same as running your regular ebb and flow hydroponic system. The only real specialized equipment you have beyond the ebb and flow system is going to be these drip emitters, and that is by and far one of the perks and weaknesses of this system. When we get into the pros and cons, I'm going to be bringing them up on both ends of that spectrum. Aside the specialized drip emitters, everything else that you buy for your drip system is, again, something that you could potentially get off of Walmart for, you know, $150-$160 plus a light. So these are generally, as far as hydroponic systems are concerned, some of the most cost-efficient varieties out there. And that's one of the reasons why I favor these, because if you are on a tight budget, these are the types of systems that you will be able to create, and you'll be able to actually utilize some products that you even have at home for like a reservoir or a basin, what have you. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the pros and cons of the drip system and a little bit more about hydroponics in general. And welcome back to our final installment on Meditation 14, the pros and cons of the drip system. All right, now, as far as pros that we've already heard about, let's go over those first. It's a very low maintenance system, and it is very plug and play. So as long as you have your seedlings in place and you have your drip emitters in place and you've done the work to make sure that you're dripping at the levels that you want to be dripping at, you're pretty much, it's just plug it in and let it do its thing. Now, as far as pros that aren't necessarily shared. You have a supreme amount of control over your water supply and nutrient supply to your plants, because it is all individualized. Since you're dripping directly onto the root ball, there is no lack of control there. This is also the reason why it has an optimal amount of water usage. These are the perks specific to the drip emitter, by the way. So you have the least amount of water exposure. You can have an almost completely closed system and lose very little water to evaporation when you're using a drip system. The other perk of using drips is the low nutrient levels required, because you're going to be applying straight to the root ball a nutrient dense solution. You don't have to have your nutrient solution be as dense as you would, let's say, with a ebb and flow system. Now, with all that being said, there are of course going to be some bad things, and let's talk about those. Now, the drip system, it works off of emitters, and the emitters have one major weakness. If you have hard water, you are going to get deposits on your emitters, which is going to affect your flow. You want to have that flow be stable as humanly possible to take out that X factor of, or is my plants getting enough water, or is there enough nutrient solution being applied? So you're going to want to have those dripping consistently, and the only way to really do that is to clean the emitters. So you're going to have to clean them, and if you notice that your plant's getting a little less water, you're going to have to pull them and check them to make sure that they're clear. Same with the ebb and flow system, it is a powered system, and powered systems have a source of failure unless you have backup power. And just like the ebb and flow system, you are going to have to monitor your pH. The added thing of salt buildup isn't really so much of an issue with an ebb and flow system, because of basically the fact that it's not a matter of the nutrient solution sitting in a vat, so to speak, and then draining out into the reservoir again, since it's just being dripped and dripping right away and falling right away. Rather, you don't generally have that problem of salt buildup. You just have to watch the pH. You watch the pH, it will control how negatively affecting the pH will be for your plants. You know, as a general rule, if you keep it around anywhere from 6.5 to 7, you are generally in a really good spot, unless you're growing something extreme. Now, in general, as far as hydroponics are concerned, these systems are by and far the most economical systems that you're going to find out there, whether it be by water usage, by price of the system, by expandability and scalability to increase or decrease the size of your system to meet your needs best. So I want to make it abundantly clear, yes, I do favor the ebb and flow system because of the fact that I do run an ebb and flow system. I do recognize that the drip system is on equal footing with an ebb and flow system as far as ease to start up, ease to run, and what have you. Now, with these systems, because they're powered, there is the extra added maintenance that you are going to have to eventually clean your filter. And one of the biggest enemies of a hydroponic system, especially one like this, is that you are going to get algae buildup. I do have solutions, and I'm going to actually do a video of one of those solutions when I reset up my hydroponic system. And I want you to keep an eye out for that. I'll probably put it on my TikTok or on my YouTube or what have you. The main thing to remember is the less exposure your nutrient solution has to light, the better chance you have at fighting off algae. This has been Harry Felker, your blasphemous Pope, Thank you for coming and listening. And I will see you next week when we talk about NFT systems and aeroponics.